Hello, everybody. My name is Mike Patek, and this is my spot on Huntley Community Radio. The blues is my business. A little history lesson. We will never know who wrote the first blues song, and even using the term wrote is a misnomer. What is absolutely certain is that no one actually wrote it, but the blues developed through the oral traditions of African music with its roots in spirituals, gospel music, and rural retelling of people's stories. Songs got changed as they journeyed through time in America. I can only give you a taste of some of the subjects sung about in those very early blues songs in what I am playing for you today. But that is what I hope to do. Here is I Believe, recorded by Johnny Lang and the Fisk Jubilee Singers.
I believe just what he said.
I believe.
Within Waiting for My Child to Come Home, as sung by Mavis Staples and Patty Griffin, here are the highs, the lows, the hope, and the blues.
I was talking to a lady just a few days ago, and these are the words she said.
She said,
if you see my child somewhere as you journey there, here and there, tell him I'm waiting,
waiting
for my child
to come home.
I am waiting, waiting for my child to come. I'm waiting, for my child to come. If you can't come home,
come home,
would you please send me a letter? 'Cause a letter would mean so much to me.
Robert Johnson wrote and recorded Milk Cow's Calf Blues in the 1930s. Here is Clapton doing this song and another song having been recorded by Mr. Robert Johnson originally in the 30s, Come On In My Kitchen.
Tell me, Milk Cow, what on earth is wrong with you?
Thank you.
don't mind that friend. Some joker got lucky, stole her back again. You better come home in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors. How's she gone?
Milk Cow's Calf Blues and Come On In My Kitchen, these are stories. Stories traveling through America. And Eric Clapton describes Mr. Johnson's early blues recordings as a landmark that he navigates by. Here's one more of Robert Johnson's songs recorded by Clapton, Kind-Hearted Women's Blues. Listen to the story.
I got a kind-hearted woman thing in this world for me. Got a kind-hearted woman do anything in this world for me. Thank you.
I'm ending this program with blues guitarist and singer B.B. King's Why I Sing the Blues. He's had them a long time, and he's really, really paid his dues. Enjoy it. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, then, and I am Mike Patek.
Tell the bed bugs to give the roaches some. Everybody wants.